Brennan Sonny, who's joining us on the telephone from downstairs around his office area in the Blades locker room area. Coach, I was talking about how don't look at the shot clock to determine how things can go in a hockey game, because that can be deceiving. 39-16 in favor of the Oil Kings on the shot clock. They had the advantage in faceoffs, yet you have the 6-1 victory tonight, and I'm sure you're pretty pleased and proud of what your team was able to accomplish tonight.
Yeah, you know, that's a really good hockey team, so anytime you can you know, get 2 points on a team like that, then you feel pretty good. The shot clock was definitely skewed to their favor. Not so much the scoring chances. Mm-hmm. And in the third, what did we have? 1-2 shots. So, you know, the game's 5-1 and you kind of stop pushing and the other team kind of has a push. So that's kind of how that is. But all in all, yeah, definitely nice to get 2 points against a really good hockey team.
But again tonight, your special teams were big. And I'm not just going to talk about the power play, because that's easy to figure out when they're 3 for their first 5 and help you to get a 5-1 lead after 2 periods. When they did get a power play chance in the second period when the game was 2-1 and it became a 4-on-3, you did an excellent job, I thought, of defending against that, keeping them to the outside.
Yeah, yes, 100% agree. That those are some hairy situations. Even going into the third, you know, they have fresh ice, a 2-minute power play, and the 4-on-3. Those are huge moments, and those are some really good special teams on the other side. So starting from our net out, like, Mizey was fantastic tonight. And then the guys in front of them didn't give a ton of second and third opportunities. It was definitely night and day from Regina, where I thought we weren't that desperate at our net front. And tonight it was much better with those blocks and clearing out some of the second and third stuff. So all in all, the penalty kill was a huge part for us tonight.
For the second straight game, you had an early injury that kind of crimped the way you wanted to do things. I mean, back on Wednesday, it was Misha Volotovsky leaving. You ended up having to go with 11 forwards. You were forced into 11 forwards again tonight when Ben Saunderson leaves the game. You drop Chagrou back, your Swiss Army knife, and he does a great job for you again.
So this job, like being able to play forward and D, it's not highly revered, but the ability to do that is absolutely crucial for hockey teams. And even when I was the team previous, we had a player that did the same thing. So he's a pro hockey player doing the same stuff. And he's played pro hockey for a long time now. The ability to move back and forth from forward to D is absolutely crucial, because you get into these situations where you go shorthanded and, you know, now this is a 3 and 4 for us. So you don't really want to play 5D for 2 of those games, because you just kind of get gassed. So for Shug to be able to go and play D and do a really good job for us is really important for long-term success. And then when he goes up front, because he is a natural D-man, it's a pretty easy transition into our zone and for our D-zone coverage. But then moving forward, he's done such a good job because he's so smart. He just knows our system inside and out. So Swiss Army Knight is a positive moniker, and I wish I could find one that's even more positive, because it's those kind of things that really make a successful hockey team.
When you find that better moniker for him, Brennan, let me know, because I will definitely use it as well. I'm more than happy to take on and steal anybody's good stuff that I find along the line. as far as the power, I got to get back to the power play, though, because I've mentioned it many times. I mean, you're the least penalized team in the league. There's teams like Edmonton who are big, they're experienced, they get frustrated, they try to take liberties. If you use your power play and are effective with it, you can really slow down that type of thinking on the other team if you're able to score on the man advantage.
Yeah. So you've heard me say this, but it's usually when it goes the other way.
Yeah.
So when the power play hasn't scored in a while, you've heard me say this, like sometimes on the power play, it hits the post 3 times in a row and goes out. And sometimes it hits the post 3 times in a row and goes in. And that is the fluctuation you get with power plays. So what we look at is, what is the chance creation? Because you get a goal about every 4.3, 4.5 chances. So if you're creating enough chances, eventually they'll start going in. And so we see the power play get 3 goals tonight. They only had 3 scoring chances. So there's some great, like, we have talent that puts it in the back of the net. our power play was not spectacular tonight in terms of what they did actually on the ice. You know, Edmonton pressured really hard and they got us a little bit. But, you know, we do have the talent when we can trap a forechecker, go put it in the back of the net, or the faceoff play that we had set up. We have guys that make that adjustment in game. Like we give them a heads up and look for this, and then they put it in. And then just the classic point shot with the traffic. If we actually go back and watch the tape on the power play, which we're about to do, it wasn't spectacular, but they buried it. So I think the thing to keep in mind with the power play is you can't get too high, you can't get too low, you can't panic, and you just got to make sure that you're creating a lot of scoring chances, you're working to get pucks back, you're not giving up anything, you're breaking out and entering correctly. And then the goals will go in. Right now they're going in bunches, and we just got to make sure that we don't let the forecheck part slip or the faceoff part slip or the little details on our breakout. But it is nice when it hits the post three times and goes in, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Brendan, congratulations. It's not a lot of time to enjoy this. It's right back at it tomorrow night against Red Deer, but I look forward to that as well. Thanks for the time here just now.
Thanks, Les.
All right. Brendan Sonny, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.